To all of you.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
On behalf of the English congregation, I send you their greetings.
代表英文部向大家问安。
I want to thank Reverend Lim, who has given me this opportunity to speak to you all.
也感谢谢林牧师给我这个机会来与大家分享。
It's both with a bit of apprehension.
我们有一些了解。
Because I thought I have to speak in Chinese.
我以为我要以中文来说。
So I was relieved when he said, no worry, Preacher Yoke will interpret for you.
我有点担心，但是我感谢主，就是杨传道来跟我翻译。
So before we begin, let's look to God in prayer.
我们还没开始之前，我们一起向神祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning's worship service.
亲爱的天父，我们为今早的崇拜感谢你。
We thank you that people of all races can come together to worship you.
我们感谢你，所有的人都可以来这里来敬拜你。
We thank you that we can unite our hearts even as we worship you as one people.
我们感谢主，使我们有一个合一的心来敬拜你。
As your children,
为你的儿女们
saved by faith.
被主你的恩典所拯救。
We pray even in the short time ahead, you will give me the unction to speak your word.
求主你在这段短时间恩膏我能够传讲你的话。
And bring what is in your mind to your people.
使到我能够将主你的思念意念向你的百姓来传讲。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣圣名。Amen.
Amen.The passage we have read is a familiar passage.
我们刚才读读的经文是相当熟悉的。
It tells of Paul when he was in prison because of his preaching.
因为保罗传道的缘故被关在监牢里。
We see that from there that life is full of many steps.
我们看见他的生命充满了许多的挑战。
And those are one of those steps that God has put him through.
神这是其中一个神所放他在其中的。
In our lives,
在我们的生命中
we also have many questions as we proceed.
我们也有许多的问题。
Some of the questions we ask are, how can we have a good life?
我们其中的问题可能是我们要怎么样过好的生活呢？
How can we be appreciated?
我们要怎么来升职呢？
How can we be healthy?
我们要怎么来有健康呢？
Maybe even how can we have a meaningful life?
而我们要怎么有一个有意义的生活呢？生命。
In the passage we read, the Philippian jailer asked a very important question.
刚才我们所读的那段经文，禁足又问了一个很重要的问题。
We also will have many questions as we proceed in our own life.
在我们生命中也有许多的问题。
I give three illustrations of three aspects of our life.
我给三个演示在我们生命中。
Maybe as a student,
或者我们是学生的时候。
Maybe it's a night before our exams.
在我们还没有考试之前的一晚。
And our friend asks us, do you like to?Maybe chill out, have a time to get away after all the studying.
我的朋友可能问我们，要不要出去来脱离一段时间。
So we may have a question: Do we go or not go?
我们就一个疑问是要走还是不要去
？Do we go with him?
是否要跟他一起出去呢
？And spend a moment of fun.
有一些快乐的时光。
Or we look into something long term.
还是我们要看长远的。
Because we are on the verge of a major exam.
因为我们在这个考试的之前的一晚。
Or daily, we may have questions on whether we should do our assignments.
或者
or spend time on the computer playing some games.
或者我们在问是否要一些休息的时间来玩电脑。
So these are questions maybe not so relevant here because I see there are not so many young people here.
可能对我们没有什么大的关联，因为我们好像没有很多年轻人。
But maybe as a young person, we may have other questions.
可能有年轻人有其他的问题。
In the First Kings chapter 11,
在这个列王记上第十一章
，we read of a story of a recorded for us of Jeroboam and Rehoboam.
我们读到这个罗伯安和耶罗伯安的事。
And it's recorded for us that Solomon was then the king.
在那里的记载，那时候所罗门之前是王。
And verse 1 tells us, if you need not turn there, I just quickly summarize. In verse 1, he says that King Solomon loved many strange women.
在这个之前的记载那里说到所罗门王呢，他爱外邦的女子。
And God and they turned his heart away from God.
而他们呢，使他远离神。
And then in verse 6, which is very important there.
在第六章那里，第六节那里说。
And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, so as did David his father.
而在第六节那里说，所罗门行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，不效法他父亲大卫，专心顺从耶和华。
And we move very quickly forward to verse 11.
我们到第十一节那里看。
And it's recorded that it's recorded in the Bible. It says, "Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, For as much as this is done of thee." And thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant.
在列王记上第十一章，在第十一节那里说，所以耶和华对他说，你既行了这事，不遵守我所吩咐你守的约和律例，我必将你的国夺回，赐给你的臣子。
Solomon must have asked himself many questions.
Solomon 也许问他自己很多问题。
After all, he had so many wives.
因为他有许多的妻妾妃。
Each time he turned away from God, he must have asked himself the same question.
每次他远离神，他可能问自己同样的问题。
Why did I turn away?
为何我转离神呢？
Why is my heart turned away from God?
为什么我的心偏离神呢？
And His son Rehoboam succeeded him.
而他的儿子罗伯安继承他。
Solomon chose his son to be his successor.
而所罗门选择他的儿子继承他。
But God chose Jeroboam to take over his reign.
而神也选了这个耶罗伯安来取代这个来接替这个以色列王国。
As a result of this, the kingdom is going to be torn, as what God has said.
就如这样，神所说的，这个国要分成南北两半。
Rehoboam also asked a question when he was to succeed his father.
罗伯安他在问有这个问题，当他继承他父亲做王时
，He was asking.Whose advice he would follow?
他问他应该来跟从谁的这个劝导呢
？He has to choose between following godly advice.
他选是否要跟从这个属神的指示
，or defy godly counsel，
或者不要神的这个指示
？He told the people who came to him.
他告诉来找他的百姓
，He will let them know in a few days.
还要给他们几天的时间答复。
And he made a choice.
他做了决定。
He followed the ungodly advice.
他就随从那不敬虔的那个教导。
As a result, God's word came to pass.
而这样呢，神的话就应验了。
And the kingdom was torn into ten in the north, in the country of Israel, and two in the south.
而这样呢，那个国就分成南北两国，北国有十个支派，南国有两个支派。
So that's the question a young man asked at that time.
这就是那时候所问的问题。
Moving further down, we have a third illustration of another man.
接下来我们有第三个演示，是讲到另外一个人。
This is recorded for us in Luke chapter 12.
就是在路加福音第十二章
verses 16 to 20.
就是在第十六节到二十节。
This probably relate to us a little bit more.
这个可能跟我们就有比较直接的关系。
It's probably an elderly person.
也许他是一个年长的人。
But he's a rich man.
但是他是一个富有的人。
Verse 19 tells us.
十九节说。
He said he asked a question himself. He said.But I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
十九节说，然后我要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
This was respond to a question that he asked himself.
这样就回应了一个要问的问题。
He asked himself in verse 17.
好
yeah.
他在第十七节问自己一个问题。
And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits.
他自己心里是想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？
What shall I do?
我怎么办呢？
He has been asking this for many years.
他也许问了多年。
Because verse 19 it tells us he has stored up much for himself.
因为十九节说他存的很多。
So he's guided by his answer that he would take things and be merry.
他就回答自己的问题，我要吃喝快乐。
He's rich towards himself.
要很有钱的使用。
But not towards God.
但是却不是来为主用。
And God said to him in verse 20.
在第二十节，神对他说。
But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?
二十节，神对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
So the questions we ask ourselves is very important.
所以要问我们自己的问题是很重要的。
When I say the most important question is not the one most important question.
当我说最重要的问题的时候，不是说到那最重要的问题。
It will be an important question depending on which stage you are in.
就是那重要的问题是在于我们是在什么样的状态。
The question we ask ourselves is a very important one, how we act.
而最重要的问题是在于我们什么样的阶段，我们怎么样来思想。
Thomas Sowell, an American economist, proposed asking yourself a simple question each time you have something important to consider.
多马这个经济学家他问到这个问题，说每一次问这个问题有一个很重要的答案。
He suggests asking, and then what, before you proceed to make a decision.
他的建议是，当我们在问这个问题的时候，我们也要问接下来要又怎么样来继续这个问题。
So I give you two examples what he means.
我给你有两个例子来想。
This happened to us every morning.
这个使到我们这个是我们每天早上都有的。
Especially when you have to wake up early in the morning.
特别是你要很早起来。
And then the alarm goes off.
然后那个闹钟响了。
Then you say, I need a little bit more sleep.
然后你说我需要一点多一点时间睡眠。
So you press the snooze button.
所以你就再按下那个闹钟。
And then what?
然后呢？
Then it rings again, right?
然后它又在响了。
Well, after 10 minutes, it rings again, and then you said, okay, I still need a little bit more sleep. What do? I put it on snooze again.
然后我十分钟后，它又在响了，然后你又说，我还在需要多一点睡眠，然后你又按它休眠的状态。
Before you know it,
当你还没有起来
，that short-term decision that you made in your sleepy moment，
在你昏倦的那个时候的做的决定
，has become a serious matter，
就成为很严重的事情了。
You may be late for work，
你可能会迟到上班迟到
，or maybe you have to take an exam，
或者你考试迟到
，and it's too late，
就太迟了。
So that you did not consider the short term and the long term when you made that decision to just put the button on snooze。
所以当那个时候你没有想到那长远的这个结果和短期的结果，你就按了那个闹钟停了。
But more seriously, maybe another scenario。
另外一个状态可能更严重的。
Maybe you discovered that you have discovered when you were looking in the mirror, you discovered a little lump。
Oh, 可能你就发觉到有一个肿瘤。
So you said it's minor matter。
你说这是小事儿。
I just put it aside。
我只是放在一边。
And before you know it，
你知道之前
，you realize that it's more serious than just a small little bump。
后来就发觉到更严重了，多一大了一些。
It could be a health issue。
这可能是一个健康的问题。
So do you consider the short term and say, "Aiya, it's too troublesome to go and see the doctor"?
你会是否因短期的利益来说很麻烦了，要看医生
？Or the long-term seriousness that it may be something more serious.
或者有长期的这个后果，所以我应该要去看。
So the question, and then what?
然后问题就是，然后就怎么样呢？
Do you spend that 5 or 10 minutes pondering over it?
你是否会花5到10分钟来思想呢？
Or you just leave it as something inconsequential?
或者你只是觉得这个不是最重要的？
Besides asking the question,
除了问这个问题，
what is more important is what you do.
我们所做的是更重要的。
You need to follow up with action.
我们必须跟进这个问题。
And that's what happened, for example, in the health question.
就是关乎我们健康的问题。
Maybe you say, I know it's very important.
或者你说我知道很重要。
But I will put it aside.
但是我愿意放在一边。
In Acts chapter 16, verse 30.
在使徒行传第16章第30节。
We read that Paul and Silas were in prison.
我们看到保罗希拉他们在监牢里面。
In verse 27,
在27节,
we read that the jailer,
禁足,
we read that the Philippian jailer would have killed himself.
我们看到菲利比的禁足他很可能要自杀。
It's written there,
在27节说,
let me just read that. It says, and the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners have been fled.
27节，禁足一行看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。
We may not think it's very serious.
他可能以为不是很严重。
Or, why did he take such a drastic?decision.
他就做了很大的这个决定。
History tells us,
这个禁足
tells us that in Acts chapter 12, verse 19,
让我们看到这个使徒行传第12章第19节
there was a similar situation.
也有同样的这个状态。
In that situation,
在那样的情况
Peter was marvelously delivered from the prison.
彼得呢，很奇妙地被从监狱里面得释放。
And Herod was then the king.
希律当时做王。
And we read in verse 19,
在十九节那里说
And when Herod had sought for him, meaning Peter, and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death.
西律找彼得找不着，就审问那看守的人，吩咐把他们拉去杀了。
So he knows it's very serious that he will be put to death.
而这个腓力比的禁主知道，他假如让囚犯逃走，他就会被杀。
He knows, and he's confronted with a life and death situation.
他知道，他就肯定这是一个生死的问题。
And he asked a simple question.
他问了很简单的问题。
Which we read.
刚才我们所读的。
And he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
他说，二位先生，我当怎么行才能得救？
His life was changed.
他的生命得改变。
He took action.
他采取行动。
After asking the question.
他来问这个问题。
Another man.
另一个人。
Nicodemus.
尼哥底母。
He's an important person.
他是一个很重要的这个先生。
We read that he's a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
During the times of Jesus.
在耶稣基督的时代。
There were actually four groups of different Jews.
那时候有四组不同的人。
One is called the Pharisee.
其中一个是法利赛人。
Then they had the Sadducees.
然后有撒都盖人。
Essenes.
还有爱色俄尼人。
And Zealots.
还有这个分月党的人。
Last year when we were in Israel with Pastor Lim.
去年我们到以色列这个圣地与林牧师在一起时，
We were introduced to these four groups of people.
我们被介绍这四种不同的人。
The Pharisees was the biggest group.
这个法利赛人是当时最大的一组人。
They come from normal, ordinary people.
他们从普通的人而来。
Then the Sadducees were those in the upper class.
而撒都该人是上层的人士。
When we realize this, we know that the culture, we can understand the situation Nicodemus is in.
所以我们就能够了解到尼哥底母当时的所处的背景。
He came to see Jesus in the night.
他在夜间来见耶稣。
And John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 told us,
约翰福音第三章一到二节告诉我们
that, I just read there, and there was a man of the Pharisees,named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
The same came to Jesus by night.
这人夜里来见耶稣。
And said to him, Rabbi,
说拉比，
We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
我们知道你是从神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
So he was seeking.
所以他在说。
He was a ruler.
他是一个官。
Can you imagine if our prime minister were to come and ask?
你想
？And ask one of our pastors, "What must I do to be saved?"
你可以想想，要是我们的总理有一天来见我们的牧师，说：“我要怎么行才能够得救
？”It's quite difficult, right?
你就觉得这是很难的事。
They are in a different situation.
我们在不同的状况。
But Nicodemus did come.
但是尼哥底母呢，确实来问。
And he asked, "How can a man be born again?"
他说：“人能如何能重生呢
？”He took action.
他采取行动。
His decision took a little longer.
他的行动可能是更长。
Because it's not so easy for him. He's a ruler of the Pharisee.
因为他是官，他又是法利赛人，所以更难。
So in John chapter 7, verse 50,
而约翰福音第七章第六十节
50.
第五十节。
We know that he did not take this question lightly.
他知道他不能够很轻易的来对待这个问题。
He has been researching, finding out who Jesus is.
他很花时间来研究，来明白耶稣基督是谁。
The Bible records this in a very interesting way.
圣经以一个很有意思的方法来记载。
In that situation, the Jews were gathered together and they were asking, "Who is Jesus?"
在那个时候，法利赛人他们聚集在一起，他们想耶稣是谁呢
？It's another important question.
这是另外一个重要的问题。
That we all must have asked.
我们也应该有来问的。
Before we made our decision.
在我们还没有做决定之前。
And it's recorded there in verse 50, he said, Nicodemus said unto them, He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them.
内中有尼哥底母，就是从前去见耶稣的，对他们说。
That's how it's recorded.
就是这样记载。
It shows that he has been asking and he defended Jesus.
他来护卫主耶稣。
And they questioned him.
他的问题是
，And after that, after what he told them, every man went into his own house. Verse 53.
他告诉他们之后呢，他们就回去查考。
Whether they were convinced or not,
是否他们被说服
？We don't know.
我们不知道。
But Nicodemus was convinced.
但是尼哥底母是很相信耶稣。
Because in John chapter 19, we were told that after Jesus was crucified.
因为在约翰福音第十九章，耶稣基督被钉之后
，He was with Joseph.
他跟亚利马太人约瑟在一起。
Yes, in verse 38 and 39, they were embalming Jesus.
他在第约翰福音十九章三十八到三十九节那里呢，来膏耶稣的身体。
And Joseph of Arimathea,
约瑟就是亚利马太人
，was a disciple of Jesus.
他也是耶稣的门徒
，but secretly.
他只是怕犹太人。
So Nicodemus was there.
尼哥底母那时在那。
From here, we know that he has made his decision.
从那里我们就知道尼哥底母做了他的决定。
He took positive action.
他采取了实际的行动。
And decided to follow Jesus.
他愿意来跟从耶稣。
So many of us are disciples.
我们有许多是耶稣的门徒。
Like the Philippine jailer and Nicodemus.
如这个菲律比的监狱的禁足。
We have asked.
我们问。
The question before.
我们问的这个问题
：Who was Jesus？
耶稣是谁
？What must we do to be saved？
我们当怎么做才能得救
？Life goes on after we have asked this question。
我们问了这些问题之后，生命继续。
What other questions do we ask ourselves now？
我们现在要问其他什么问题呢
？Earlier I mentioned King Solomon。
之前我讲到所罗门王。
He was the wisest man on earth.
他是那时候很伟大的这个君王。
The idiom, if they even have an idiom that says as wise as Solomon.
甚至有俗语说好像所罗门那样的有智慧。
He must have pondered many, many questions.
他肯定是有问过许多的问题。
And he was searching and searching.
他一直在寻求，不断的寻求。
He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
他写了传道书。
A very meaningful book.
一个很有意义的书。
But after, despite writing that,
但是他问了一些问题。
He trusts more in his wisdom.
但是他相信自己的依靠自己的智慧。
Than in God's guidance.
多过于神的引导。
He knows the.Answers to all the questions.
他知道所有解决问题的答案。
Many times we are also wise in our own eyes.
可能我们在一个时候我们都有这样。
We even give good advices to others.
我们可能成为别人的好的这个导师。
But Solomon said,
所罗门说
Vanity of vanities.
虚空的虚空。
And he mentioned the word under the sun 27 times in the Bible.
他在这个书里面讲到日光之下有共有27次。
What he's saying is that he lived for the world.
他的意思是说在活在这个世上。
We want to learn from Solomon.
我们要从所罗门的身上学习。
God was gracious to him.
神对他有怜悯。
Despite that, God was spared him.
而神呢，容许他。
Forgave him.
原谅他。
And we know that he was safe.
而他也知道他是得救的。
The conclusion is that
总结就是
we are like Solomon.
我们就好像所罗门王。
We may not be wise in the same sense.
可能我们不像他有那样的智慧。
But we need to trust God's guidance.
但是我们都需要来依靠神的引导。
When we have asked the question,
当我们问这个问题
whatever questions,
无论什么问题
the most important question,
最重要的问题
the thing is that after we have an answer from God,
就是我们得到神那里来的答案时
do we follow it or we said we have other actions?
我们是否愿意来顺从或者不愿意顺从
that is the key.
那就是关键了。
There was a modern-day Nicodemus.
有一个现代的这个哲学家。
His name is Professor Cyril Jouett.
他是 Jouett,
Professor.
教授。
He's a brilliant professor of philosophy.
他是很在哲学的这个教授。
One day, he was asked on radio program.
有一天在这个电台节目被访问。
He was asked if he could meet one person from the past.
他说，他被访问说，假如他能够来见过去的人的时候
，and ask one question only.
只要问过去以前古时的一个人的一个问题
，what would he ask?
他会问什么问题呢
？So he said.
他说
，he would like to meet Jesus.
他愿意来见耶稣。
And he will ask this question.
他会问这个问题。
Did you or did you not rise from the dead?
你是否是从死里复活的？
I was amused when I read this little article.
我看到这段记载，我感到很有点惊讶。
So I do a little research into this professor.
我就对这个教授有点研究。
I think he's still alive. He was born in 1930.
他是1930年出生，他现在应该还活着。
He led a very controversial life.
他活在一个很充满矛盾的生命中。
And but God was gracious to him.
但是神怜悯他。
This incident in the radio program
在这电台的这个节目
happened in the later part of his life.
在他生命中的晚期
，He was a so-called a Christian before.
他所谓称为的这个基督徒的离婚者。
When he was younger.
他在年轻的时候。
But he turned from the faith.
但是他
turned from the faith.
从那里转回。
So he led a very sinful life, actually.
他过着充满犯罪的生活。
But after he was interviewed,
他被介绍后
it was recorded that he came back to the Lord.
他被访问后，他被记载就是他回转到主。
So he asked a very important question.
所以他问了一个很重要的问题。
And he realized that Jesus is the one who can give him eternal life.
他知道只有耶稣基督才有永生的生命。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们不能够救自己。
And only Jesus can.
只有耶稣能够救。
In his own philosophy.
在他个人的哲学里。
In his own wisdom.
在他个人的智慧里。
He thought that he could have all the answers to life.
他以为他有生命中所有的答案。
But let's conclude.
但让我们来总结。
By looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
我们来看传道书第十二章。
Verse 13 and 14.
第13到14节。
This is a very interesting way you can remember this. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 13 and 14. So it's 12, 13, 14.
所以我们很有意识的方式来记传道书第十二、十三、十四。
And he says,
这里说,
let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
这些事都已听说了。
Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
总意就是敬畏神，遵守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
For God shall bring every work into judgment.
因为人所说的事,
with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
连一切隐藏的事，无论善恶，神都必审问。
We have given our promise to God.
我们给了神我们的承诺。
That we will follow Jesus.
我们愿意来跟随耶稣。
Many times in our life,
许多时候在我们生命中,
we are asked,
我们被问,
the question, are we still following Jesus?
我们是否仍跟随耶稣?
Are we still following him?
我们是否仍就跟随主?
And our question that we ask ourselves,
然后我们问自己的问题是,
do we still believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior?
我们是否仍旧相信耶稣就是我们的主还有我们的救主?
Are we constantly asking?
我们是否常常地来问自己?
Are we living our lives?
我们是否活着一个生命?
In obedience to what he has wanted us to do.
是一个顺从神吩咐的生命呢?
The most important question we can ask.
最重要的问题问我们,
What must we do to be saved?
我们当如何行来得救呢?
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父,
we know we live in a very complex world.
我们虽活在一个复杂的世界,
many times we are faced with difficult decisions.
许多时候我们面对困难的抉择。
We know you have said in your word,
我们感谢主你的话语,
whatever we ask,
我们所求的,
you will give us wisdom.
你会赐给我们智慧,
to answer our questions.
来回答我们的问题。
So Lord, as we live this Christian life,
主啊, 当我们活在这生命中,
we need to depend on you.
我们需要来依靠你。
In simple faith,
以很单纯的信心,
trusting you,
信靠你,
knowing that you will see us through whatever difficulties we have.
知道你在我们所遇的每一件困难里面都愿意来引导我们。
We thank you,
我们感谢你,
that you have given us eternal life.
你已经赐给我们永远的生命。
So Lord, we ask,
主啊, 我们向你祈求,
that you will increase our faith.
求你增加我们的信心。
Even as we believe in your word,
虽然我们信靠你的话,
give us the strength,
给我们这个力量,
to obey you,
来顺从你,
to follow you,
来跟随你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen. Amen.